Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Well, you couldn't escape the massive advertising campaign this year advising people who were victims of abuse by Boy Scout leaders how to join in a lawsuit against the Boy Scouts of America. The deadline to get in on that was yesterday. It turns out a lot of people filed claims. Joining us right now from ABC News, Aaron Katursky with more on this. Good morning, Aaron.
Well, good morning, Paul. The deadline has come and gone, and there's now more than 90,000 claims of sexual abuse against the Boy Scouts of America that are all going to be evaluated and potentially paid out under some kind of system worked out by the bankruptcy court. But it is a staggering number. It far exceeds the number of claims against the Catholic Church, and it's just an extraordinary indictment of an organization that now says it's on much better footing.
Well, of course, but this is devastating for the Boy Scouts as they try and move forward because, as I said, this was a massive advertising campaign this year to try and get people to join this lawsuit. One wonders, because there was so much publicity about this, and I don't want to cast any doubt on any of these 90,000 claims. They may all be absolutely legitimate, but how are they going to weed through them and determine the legitimacy of each of these claims?
Well, they're going to have to do it just the way, you know, any of these claims would be evaluated one by one, taking a look at the claim, the time frame, the evidence available, and these alleged survivors will now have to pursue their claims in bankruptcy court rather than in civil proceedings. So it's a little bit different and should hopefully expedite the process a little bit. Their lives won't have to be scrutinized the way they would be in a civil courtroom, but they lose their right to a jury trial. So you know it's a little bit of a push pull. But ultimately, they are spared having to go through that in a public trial and can do so in a more private setting.
This is all part of bankruptcy proceedings, as you pointed out. Where in fact does the money come from for the compensation? Do we know how much compensation will be awarded to these victims and where that money comes from?
Well, there's a the Boy Scouts have assets, according to their bankruptcy filing, of between $1 billion and $10 billion. So we don't know specifically, you know, where in that range. But we know that the number of claims has accelerated rapidly. So at some point, it'll be the number of claims, divided by the amount of assets available. And there'll be some formula for paying out the claims. Oftentimes, these are, weighed by severity, duration. I mean, it's a little impersonal and a little, a bit antiseptic when you think about what's actually being alleged. However, that's sort of the process, and the idea is to third-party advisors will review the claims, and then there'll be some kind of plan worked out with the bankruptcy court to pay out the claimants.
90,000 claims. This is, it's got to be more than was initially thought, and I don't know if anybody had a real guess as to how many claims there would be, but 90,000, you're right, it's a staggering number.
It is a staggering number, and I think when you realize that it's more than what the Catholic Church has been dealing with and how debilitating the sex abuse lawsuits against the Catholic Church have been for the Church, it's really something. This is like, I mean, you can never win, right? There's no winning here. But the Boy Scouts, I think, are really in for it. And the national chairman kind of wrote an open letter saying that the idea is to equitably compensate all the victims of abuse, and they're trying to be open and honest about it. But it is going to cost hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to satisfy all of these claims.
Certainly, and it will take at least a generation for them to get their reputation back, I think, as well, despite the fact that they do great things in communities all across the country and have had a positive impact on so many lives. This is going to be a tough one to overcome.
Well, that's just it. I mean, but if you look at all these claims and see what's being alleged, it is hard to to square, you know, as a parent. Do you let your kids into an organization which swears it's changed, but, you know, is under the cloud of a staggering number of abuse lawsuits, and for all the good that it claims to do and has done, to say it's under a cloud, I think, is an understatement.
Yeah, well, interesting. We'll see how this proceeds. Aaron, appreciate the information. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.